You know, I've had like 3 Sundays with no children's sermon. It's very depressing. Glad you're here. What does it mean to be welcoming? What is that word, welcome? Hello. Yes, what else? Welcome. Ever think of that word? So if this is welcoming Sunday, it just went right over your head. If you went to the door, a door, any door, and you knocked on the door, and the door burst open, and someone with a big smile said, "I am so glad you are here. Welcome." How would you feel? I'm a little frightened, I know, but but not bad, right? Yeah. But if you knocked on the door and the door flew open and they said, "What do you want? Go away." How would you feel? You'd say, "Hi." "Hi there. I'm here to sell you a vacuum cleaner." Right, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't feel very good, would it? I mean, you'd be kind of like, whoa. Well, today we're celebrating what it is to be welcome. Well, some point in your life, I'm pretty sure, God welcomed you. Do you remember that day? You don't. I'll be jiggered. Well, it's over there. This is where we get to have some fun. Let's go. Come on. Come on. A long time ago, someone, I don't know who, said to you, God said to you in a very special way, you are welcome. God threw open a door for you. And it happened in this stuff. What is this?
Water.
Is it just any water? Ha ha. I'll tell you about that in confirmation. The answer is yes. It came right out of the tap. And then it was blessed. And we do something with this water. What do we do with this water? Thank you. I was so worried you were going to say, water the plant. We baptize people, which is how we welcome people into the church. Just like that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And then, what's so cool about baptism is it isn't just for some people. Everybody can get welcomed. Just pretty much even those people could get welcomed. And it's like God throwing the door open to you and saying, "I love you for who you are." But sometimes, in some places, we like to keep... Wait a second. I've got to get it. By the way, if you recognize this and you go, "Hey, that's my umbrella," feel free to take it after services. What happens sometimes is though we say that there are certain people who shouldn't be welcomed. So it's almost like we say, okay, it's for everybody except for the guy with the umbrella. And we don't welcome those people, and we want to keep the umbrella there so they can't get wet. As if we could stop what God is doing. God welcomes everyone into God's love. And God does it in so amazing ways with the people who surround us with water and word and a meal of grape juice and wine and bread. That's what God's about. It's us that keep putting up the umbrellas. And so I think on our welcoming Sunday, we should just get rid of those. And just keep over and over. God welcomes just about everybody. Could you take some of that over to the choir, please? Give them a little sprinkle. Let's join together in singing the last verse only.